It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
As mentioned, we've got Deborah Russell joining us on the line this morning. Good morning, Morena. Deborah, how's it going?
Kia ora. I'm good. Great to be on here for Chris.
Now, worthy replacement. Now, Deborah, we're chatting about the budget this morning. Obviously, it's in the news. There's been various commentary around the budget. Most notably, a bunch of economists and experts are saying the budget reflects cuts in reallocations that disproportionately disadvantage already vulnerable populations. The key groups that are impacted: young people, students, seniors, Māori, beneficiaries, middle income earners, and women, which is a fairly wide group of people. Starting this morning with the impact of the budget on women, you've expressed concerns that the budget disproportionately affects women. Could you elaborate on which measures you believe contribute to this disparity?
Oh, the most obvious one is the changes to pay equity. So the government has said they're saving $12 or $13 billion or something like that by cancelling all the pay equity changes. So that's the future wages for low-paid or underpaid women, or for actually all people in professions dominated by women, and those future pay rises have just gone.
Yes, yes. Now, also, many seniors have felt left out of this budget with minimal increases in support. What would Labor do to better support aged care and older New Zealanders?
Look, you know, the big strategy we have for our senior citizens is helping people to age in place, to age well in place. And the big thing we need to do for that is make sure we've got adequate care and support. So that goes straight back to that pay equity stuff, because those are our care and support workers. So there's obviously that. And, you know, there's things we could do around rates, rebates, and all those sorts of things. But to me, in my mind, that's the biggest thing we could do, is pay our care and support workers better.
On the care and support things, there's been significant changes in the healthcare sector with significant cuts to Health NZ, including roles focused on Māori health. How do you foresee these changes affecting healthcare delivery and equity?
Oh, look, I think we're going to see it being harder for people to access healthcare. In terms of those changes to Māori health, what we're going to see is many Māori people feeling reluctant to access healthcare because they're not getting care provided by people they know and trust. So I think we're going to see some long-term worse health outcomes for people.
Now, just onto tax policy and equity, my question for you is that critics have argued that the budget favours high-income earners and businesses while neglecting social equity. What would you say to this point?
Well, it's a way of looking at it. The budget had in place a big tax measure which gives businesses a tax advantage. No, and they say it's going to accelerate growth in the economy. Mm. Now, that may or may not happen. But that particular tax measure, it goes to really big firms as well as to petroleum companies and coal mining companies, and that seems like a huge advantage to them, and yet there was kind of nothing in this budget for middle-income earners. In fact, all that middle-income earners got was a cut to their KiwiSaver contributions from the government.
Do you think that these decisions just align with principles of fiscal responsibility while neglecting economic equity?
Yeah, I do. I don't even think they align with fiscal responsibility. Look, we've seen the economy kind of stagnating over the last year or so. And the government has made choices around this. And one of the choices they've made is to cut the size of the public service. And they gave really big tax cuts that were unaffordable. Instead of doing things like supporting employment or supporting construction and so on, they made a whole series of choices, which means that we're actually in a fairly poor fiscal position. They gave away tax money without having a really good plan around it.
Just on to education funding. Given the budget's allocations, do you believe that the education sector has received adequate support, especially concerning early childhood and tertiary education?
Yeah, well, tertiary education, what they've done is they've cut the funding support there, and they've enabled tertiary institutions to charge higher fees, so they're pushing the costs of higher education back onto students. So, you know, and students are already doing it tough. That's just going to increase their student loans and so on. In terms of early childhood, look, I'm not across that one. But I think the strategy that we preferred in terms of early childhood was that 20 hours free provided through childcare centres. Instead, they've got their last budget thing, their family boost, and what we know is that families just aren't taking that up.
And just on two more questions for you. First one, on to KiwiSaver. There's been a few changes to the KiwiSaver scheme. Labor leader Chris Hipkins mentioned that the revamped KiwiSaver scheme could cost 18-year-olds around $66,000 in retirement savings. What's your perspective on these changes and their implications for young New Zealanders?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, letting 16 and 17-year-olds access KiwiSaver is actually a really good thing. So that's a positive change. But the government cut the government contribution in half. And so if you're a 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, you're getting about $250 less a year. And by the time you compound that up over a working life, that's, you know, well over $60,000 of retirement savings. So that's quite a big hit. How are you going to support yourself in your old age if you can't save enough for it?
Now, alternative budget proposals. If Labor were in government, what alternative budgetary measures would you advocate for to address the current economic challenges?
Well, we are working on our budget and so on. We will have tax policy and other policy out for the end of the year. But in the meantime, we actually need to focus on what this budget has done, which is really, I think, it's really undermined the New Zealand economy more than anything else.
Do you see any positives from the budget in 2025?
Yeah, there were some good things, like the increase to the rates rebates for senior citizens, that KiwiSaver one we've already talked about for 16 and 17-year-olds. The accelerated depreciation is probably a good thing for small businesses. I just think they've taken it far too far in terms of it's uncapped and it goes to large businesses as well. So, yeah, there are some good measures. There always are good measures in budgets. But overall, I think this budget is bad for ordinary New Zealanders.
All right. Hey, Deborah Russell, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Labor MP Deborah Russell joining us from Wellington. Hey, cheers. And
thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All good. All right. Thanks, mate.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.